Our guest at the cafe this morning is Commerce ISD Superintendent Charlie Alderman. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I don't think we have talked about the accountability ratings since those came out. It's been several weeks, but it's been that long since start of school anyway, since you were in to visit. So accountability rating of B, and where I come from, B's pretty good grade.
Yes, sir. We did see some growth in the district. We do have some areas to work on with both our middle school and AC Williams with a D and an F. And we know some targeted areas that we're going to be able to improve those scores with. But also seeing the growth at both the high school and in the district overall to go from a C to a B, that's a lot of work that a lot of people put in and a lot of real positive things coming out of that.
You went from a C last year to a B.
Yes, sir.
Overall rating.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And those ratings are just like we're all accustomed to, A down to F.
Yes, sir.
But schools are rated separately?
Yes, sir. You have an overall district rating, and then each campus in grades 3 through 12 gets their own rating. Now, those are the only campuses that get the state test. So, for example, at AC Williams Middle School, it's all based on a one-day test. Now, at the high school, they have a lot of college and career readiness and some other graduation rates and other things that are pulled into the score that we do extremely well in. You know, part of the role of school is to have kids prepared when they leave high school. We do a very, very good job of that, and it shows in the scores.
How so?
Well, we have a higher graduation rate than schools with our same demographics. We have more kids that are college ready. We also have more kids with certifications. So tying all that together gives us, I guess, in sort of a way, extra points in their grading system. Mm-hmm. So for the district and the high school, it really shows how well we're doing as far as the role of school.
So there's different ratings for the schools, and that very kind of just very wildly almost within the Commerce ISD, huh?
Yes, sir. A big part of that is because we're a small school district, so a lot of the subpopulations in our district count where it doesn't in really small school districts, and then they have a lot more students in those subpops. So, for example, it takes 25 tests
of individual students
for subpopulation to count, which could be any demographic area, whether it's at risk, economically disadvantaged, or race. Well, based on that subpop, you may only have, say, you're doing eighth grade. Well, they each take four tests, so you only need six kids for those four tests to count. Well, all of a sudden, just having one or two kids can drastically change your scores at the lower level. So, for example, we've looked at the data and spent a lot of time in the data to make sure we have a direction on where we're going to go to improve those scores. But 14 kids at our middle school could have changed us from an F to a C. Mm. So it's a small numbers game for her, but it's also our job to target those kids to improve.
Right. So you had I'm sure what were not satisfactory scores then at the middle school, and did you say AC Williams?
At AC Williams, it had a D.
But the high school was ranked to be.
Yes, sir.
Wow. That's hard to fathom.
It's just we're sort of the wrong size. Really small schools don't have any of the subpops because they don't have the numbers for any of them. Bigger schools have a lot more individuals in those subpops, so it's a much bigger average. Whereas when you may only have six kids taking a certain test or a level, one kid makes a drastic difference as far as percentage-wise.
Right. We're talking with Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent, but the overall district rating was B.
Yes, sir. And we're very happy with that.
And we're up from a C the year before.
Yes, sir. And we have a lot of targeted improvement that we have going on at both of our elementary and middle school campus.
Yeah, I can imagine. Well, interesting. And so you mentioned certifications, and you all have an interesting thing starting in the spring. You say EMT certification will start in the spring.
We're working on getting an EMT program started up at the high school in the spring. One of the really neat things about it is I think it's going to pull in a very wide variety of kids. There will be students that actually want to be EMTs,
yeah.
But there's also going to be students that plan on going to med school or nursing school or dental school or any of the healthcare areas. Having an EMT certification can also help them and push them forward. So we're having to wait and only offer it to seniors because you have to be 18 to take the certification test.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we need to wait till the spring to be able to do that. And that'll also give us the ability to maybe have those kids prepared right before the test. If we were to offer it in the fall and a kid didn't turn 18 till August.
It's a long time to wait.
Yes, sir.
So, and certification means they can be hired for that profession, EMT or what have you.
Yes, sir. And there's a lot more involved in it. They also have to do rides with an EMT. There's a big process to it, but it's exciting for some of our students. Yes, sir.
We're going to run out of time here, but what are some other certifications that you all do?
We do welding, electricity, different Microsoft certifications. We have quite a wide variety of different opportunities.
Yeah. So for kids, and in particular for kids that are not going to go on to college, that's really valuable. Yeah.
Yes, sir. And then there's also some things we're doing like sports medicine. It doesn't lead to an actual certification, but it also prepares kids that want to go that direction. Right. One of the neat things about high school is they can find out what their passion is, and then they can go.
Yeah. Well, so we're almost out of time. The CareVide clinic is up and running at the middle school, and you're having a good participation in that?
Yes, sir. We have a good participation. One of the amazing things about that program is that we've had so many different groups and organizations and even individuals. It's brought the community together. Everything from Leadership Hunt County to A&M Commerce donated furniture to just tons of different groups and organizations. That's a neat deal to be able to pull the community together behind a program that helps kids.
And it's open a couple of days a week, for kids to have medical checkups and if they
and
need
it's for
to.
Students only. Yes, sir.
I see. Good. Charlie, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
You're more than welcome, sir.
Charlie Alderman, Commerce ISD Superintendent. Your Start of the Day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.